Hello, craftlings, and welcome back to the Minecraft Short Stories podcast. In this episode today, we have a listener story by Sam. It is called The Skeleton's Revenge, and I actually really like the story. I edited it a little bit, but I know you guys will really love it too. If you too would also like to submit a short story, go to the Submit Short Story page on MinecraftShortStories.com. There is a link inside the description. While you're down there, go to the YouTube channel. If you'd like to see your three or four way collab, I will do that at 1,000 subscribers. So if you want to see that happen, maybe click the subscribe button. Anyways, let's get right into the story. Just want to apologize beforehand. There is some construction inside the background, so if you hear any of that, that's what that is. But The Skeleton's Revenge. This story is by Sam. Dusk fell as a player leaned over the crafting table, squinting with focus. He placed the last piece of iron in the top middle slot, and the materials fused together into a fresh iron sword, which he picked up with great care. After mining the table, he padded his pockets, making sure they were still full, and set out into the night in search of a safe place to stay. This player's name was Tom, and he wasn't much for fighting. He was mostly for safety and tried to make things as safe and as protected as possible when he could. By now, the sun was sinking well below the horizon, and a dark, misty haze was settling. Tom was trembling, and perspiration grew on his forehead with every step due to the clunky iron boots on his feet. Groans and hisses began to appear in the small oak wood around him. Beyond that wood was a plains biome, which he desperately wanted to get to, so that he had open ground which would make it easier to run. Bam, something smacked him from behind. He spun around on full alert and saw a dead eye staring straight back at him. It was a zombie. Foamy drool spilt from its mouth, and it was displaying rotted bones all over. He swung his newly crafted iron sword aimlessly, striking the zombie straight in the chest, reducing it to a cloud of smoke, which twirled off the ground in a small spiral. Tom rubbed his back gingerly, where the zombie had struck. It hurt pretty bad, but right then, Tom was focused on something else entirely. A crowd of mobs emerged from a gap in the trees, cornering him by a large trunk. Zombies groaned, spiders hissed, endermen shrieked, and skeletons made their usual click-clack of bones smacking against each other. Tom backed up against the trunk so that the endermen couldn't teleport behind him, and then notched an arrow on his enchanted bow. He had gotten the bow from a villager for 20 emeralds, back when he had lived in a village. He let a few arrows fly, killing a few zombies that were leading the pack. Sadly, he also hit a wolf, whose eyes turned red and began to charge. He pulled out a few bones and threw one into the woods, which distracted the wolf for the time being. Then, he went back to shooting arrows. After killing a few spiders and skeletons, he had to reach back into his pack to get more. He quickly felt the tip of one and pulled it out. He didn't realize that was one of the slowness arrows he had collected from a pack of strays that attacked him at a snowy village. A grin spread across his face as he shot arrow after arrow, harming and slowing the mobs to crawl at the same time. Once they got closer, his grin faded, and he pulled out his new iron sword. Swinging it as hard as he could, he charged into the crowd and began killing mob after mob. Till all he could see was smoke. Tom leaned against a tree and began to chug down a healing potion when an arrow flew by his face and planted itself into the bark of the tree next to him. He sighed and pulled out his bow once more, sending an arrow flying into the mist. He heard a satisfying thunk, and finally the mist cleared. A single skeleton appeared about 10 blocks in front of him, with the arrow he had just shot lodged in its skull. Before it could land another shot, the angry skeleton fled into the woods. That was odd, Tom thought. After that, the sun rose in the sky, and he set to work on building a small safe house in a cave. By the time he was finished furnishing it and building a small safety bunker, it was night. He stayed in his house almost the whole night, but in the last hour, a zombie broke the weak oak door that was his only protection from the woods. After killing the zombie, he got ready to set up a new door. Just then, the same skeleton he had shot in the head entered his house. It startled him to see it again, even though he knew he could make quick work of it. Right before he slashed his sword, he froze. He could see a certain fury in its eyes that he had never seen before in any other skeleton. It worried him. He backed up and notched an arrow instead of going right into melee. Right when he shot the arrow, the skeleton shot one too, spectacularly making the two arrows collide and then drop to the ground. Before he could even notch one arrow, three of them came flying his way. He held up his full durability shield, but the arrows flew so fast that the shield shattered in his hands. Then the skeleton shot all of the torches that Tom had placed, set the room, then went dark. Tom fumbled for his sword and then charged at the skeleton. Another arrow came flying, hit him in the leg before it could land a hit. He cried out in pain and retreated to the far wall, where he felt for the button to his bunker. His hand quickly rested on the wooden button, and he pushed it down, revealing a secret piston door in the wall which he charged into right before it shut. Tom thought of a plan. Reaching into his pocket, he pulled out a healing potion. All he had to do was make it a splash potion. Right before he reopened the piston door, it opened on its own, revealing the skeleton with his hand on the button. "Skeletons can't press buttons," he yelled out loud. But he didn't have time to think about that at that moment. He charged at the skeleton once more, but at the last moment, he dropped to the floor and slid between its legs. Then he ran towards his chest, dodged an arrow, and opened it. After rummaging around for a bit, he eventually uncovered 5 blaze powder and 2 gunpowder. An arrow struck the chest between his legs, and he sprinted to his brewing stand. After putting in the blaze powder and gunpowder, he placed a healing potion on the stand. Right before an arrow would have struck him in the back, he spun around and deflected with his iron sword. The durability was lowered by a lot. He dodged and rolled around the room, glancing at the brewing stand when he got the chance. Finally, the splash potion was done, and he worked his way over to it. He snatched it from its place and then turned to face the deadly skeleton. An arrow flew towards him. He watched as it got closer and closer and closer. And then Tom jumped. He jumped so high that he almost hit the ceiling of the cave. The arrow passed under him, and he pulled his arm back. Then, he rocketed the splash potion of healing from his hand, and it sailed towards the skeleton. It tried to sidestep, but the potion was sailing like an arrow. It hit its target directly, and the skeleton sank towards the floor. Tom dropped to the ground and sprinted towards the dangerous mob. His legs bound on the wooden planks that he had placed. He pulled out his sword and then, bam. The only thing left in the house was Tom and a small cloud of smoke, which twirled off the ground in a small spiral. The end. Thanks, Sam, for submitting your story, and thanks to every other listener who has submitted their story. If you too would also like to do that, like I said, just go to the website, link inside the description, or go to minecraftshortstories.com, which I guess is the website, but if you want to type it in manually, it's minecraftshortstories.com, all lowercase, no spaces, and then go to the submit a story page. There's other stuff on the website too. For example, there's an about me page, there's the latest news for the podcast. You can also sign up for the bonus email on the podcast. But I will see you guys next week.